to Canberra, and the federal government's plan to process asylum seekers on Nauru is a step closer. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, has signed the paperwork this morning. The legislative instrument, as it's known, will be tabled in Parliament this afternoon, and the opposition says it will support it. Mr. Bowen says once parliamentary approval is secure, the government will start transferring asylum seekers to Nauru, most likely by the end of this week. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane joins us now. Sabra, the opposition's criticised the government for taking too long to get this Nauru option up and running. Did the minister respond to that today in his media conference?
Yeah, Ashley, he certainly did. And it has to be said that the minister seemed to be a little tetchy during his entire media conference this morning. He'd announced that he'd had signed off on the legislative instrument designating Nauru as an offshore processing centre early this morning, that it will be tabled this afternoon. He says he needed to be assured on several legal points before signing off on the paperwork to allow this to happen. The opposition says it will support the tabling of this document this afternoon in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Mr. Bowen says that people will be sent to Nauru in the latter part of this week. The opposition says it's just taken the government way too long to tick off on this and to get all the necessary paperwork in place. Mr. Bowen took issue with that. Let's hear his response.
The opposition, to great fanfare, made an announcement in February of this year that they would have Nauru up and running with 350 beds within 3 months. 3 months they said it would take them to get it running, and yet they criticised me for taking a month to get this up and running. So I think we can take that criticism with a grain of salt. Secondly, of course, we have been engaging in very extensive preparations, both logistically and making sure we are on very strong legal ground, given the litigious nature of this area. And we've been working very closely with our lawyers to make sure that all the necessary arrangements have been in place. Mr. Morrison asked me to designate Nauru as a regional processing centre, which I'm obliged under the Act to do, taking into account assurances received before those assurances had been received. So, frankly, I don't take the criticism from him very seriously.
That's the Immigration Minister Chris Bowen speaking there. The opposition, Scott Morrison, is still highly critical of the government, especially of its policy U-turn on this issue. Let's hear from him.
I look forward to seeing the government members who have denounced and derided and demonised Nauru for more than a decade now have to admit, by voting to support the designation of Nauru this afternoon, that this government got it horrifically wrong 4.5 years ago when they decided to close all of this down, and we all know the chaos, cost and tragedy that has resulted from that decision, which this government can never walk away from. They can never walk away from their accountability in terms of the policy failings of the last 4.5 years, and we will continue to see the legacy of those failings on our own shores for many, many years to come.
The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison. Sabra, Mr. Bowen also announced a number of successful tenders to help run that facility on Nauru. Who were they?
That's right. Transfield Services will be given a contract of $22 million to run the facility on Nauru in catering, security and organising things like transport. Another company, IHMS, will provide medical support, and the Salvation Army has agreed to be involved in case management. Given that many asylum seekers are Muslim, the minister was asked if any consideration was given to appointing a non-Christian organisation to provide that support. Let's hear from Chris Bowen.
Well, let's be clear, the Salvation Army is not there to proselytise, they're there to provide services, as they do across Australia on a daily basis to people of all faiths and backgrounds. There is, of course, provision made for appropriate worship at the centre. I have full confidence in the Salvation Army's ability to provide services without fear or favour to religious background.
That's the Immigration Minister Chris Bowen again. And how long will it take to process the claims, and when can they expect to be resettled if these people are found to be refugees?
Well, the claims, we're told, will be done quite quickly, but the question of how long before they're resettled in a new country, that is the great unknown. The government has said from the outset that these asylum seekers will have to wait the same time that other refugees in other UNHCR camps who haven't paid people smugglers take to have their claims processed. That could be years. Mr. Bowen had this answer today when asked about that.
Well, we've said very clearly that we would move to process on a no-advantage test, which means that people would have the chance for resettlement in Australia after the period would have elapsed that they would have been resettled to Australia had they been waiting for regional processing under regional arrangements in terms of the expert panel.
Ashley, the Minister there specifically talked about Australia. We've asked the Minister's office to clarify whether the government would seek to convince other countries in the region to resettle these people, given that particular answer in the press conference. Mr Bowen's office says he'll have more to say on that in due course.
We will wait, watch and listen. Thanks very much, Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.